Doctor, I did not think you had so much malicious magnetism. S.P. Mrs. Eddy never died. She never will, because she is the teacher of the infinite spirit. Doctor, have you ever seen Mrs. Eddy? S.P. She is in Boston. Doctor, she is dead. S.P. She is not dead and she never will die. Doctor, Mrs. Eddy died several years ago. S.P. Her teachings were that she would never die. She will go from the mortal casket into the infinite. Doctor, how long is it since you died? S.P. I did not die, I only left my mortal casket. I was a fine practitioner. Doctor, how did you come to Los Angeles, California? S.P. I am not in Los Angeles, I am in Boston. Doctor, some intelligent spirits have brought you here to be helped. But the entity was so wrapped in her own ideas that she would not listen to anything else and was taken away, after which Mrs. Eddy came. Experience, June 16, 1918. Spirit, Mary Baker Eddy. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Good evening. I am Mrs. Eddy, Mary Baker Eddy. I wanted to come back here again to give you one demonstration of what I have had to deal with. Referring to preceding spirit. I cannot do anything with people when they are like that until they contact matter again. I feel so sad and sorry, for I shut the door myself. I want you to let me come here and extend help to a great number of spirits, by speaking through the psychic to an invisible audience, that have the same understanding of my doctrine. If I had only opened the door of the real spiritual understanding and taught the real truth on earth, things would be different. I knew I had the truth. We should unite and be one strong body, because I know there is power in concentration, and I only wish that I could have the whole world understand this doctrine. If I could only come back and tell my people what I now have to do. You saw the demonstration you had here tonight. I asked the Band of Mercy to bring one of my followers in to show what I have to deal with. With this one we could probably demonstrate to 100 similar spirits the folly of the mortal mind idea. Concentrate your mind over and over, again and again, round and round, and read and read. That was the way I taught one was to reach understanding. I said my followers should read my books, and read them until they became second nature. When you are in matter the mind has to have some food. But when my people pass to the spirit side of life and matter is no more, and they have thrown off the mortal error, you see just where they are. What can I do with them? How much could you do with them under similar circumstances? There is my work and more is coming. Every day there are more and more people coming. I try to help them because I taught mortal error and did not teach the truth. I feel so sad. And I do wish I could tell them to open the door for the spirit of understanding, and not keep on just reading and reading and concentrating. In every church, all over the United States where we have churches, they use the same lesson on the same Sunday. They form a circle, round and round, and you must know they form a very strong magnet and draw people into the same condition. When they come here they cling to me so closely, and what am I to do? If I tell them the common sense things I should have taught them, they will not believe. I knew I had the real truth and I had power, but I was selfish. I wanted to have a religion of my own. I wanted one that the whole world should know. What have I now? When my people pass to the spirit side of life, the door is closed and I cannot open it. What progress could you make with the spirit you had here tonight? I thank the Mercy Band, and all of you here. Because through this experience we took this spirit to the spirit world, and they will teach her through object lessons. There were many scientists here tonight and they saw how foolish it all is, their eyes were opened and the spirit friends took them away with them. The one here we could not do much with, but she was an object lesson to teach the others, and in time she will be helped. My people read and read, and the majority come over here without any understanding. I closed the door for my people and it is hard. It is easy for them so long as they are in the mortal body, but when they have lost the mortal body they see nothing. For them there is no spirit world, it is all infinite. I taught them to close the door to the spirit world, and I taught them to read only my books. I wanted a religion of my own. I was a trance medium and I gave readings, but I must confess I felt that was too common. I wanted to reach more intelligent people, because I found that spiritualism would not reach the people I wanted to reach, so I took Quimby's doctrine, and also, as I told you previously, the vision I had of mortal mind in the spirit world, and combined the two. I wanted understood that I used to give readings in Boston. I was very selfish and wanted to be somebody and have some kind of a religion where I could have a following. I wished once that on my birthday church bells all over the United States would ring, and before I died I had that wish. I wanted to be one that would be looked up to. I was brought up in such orthodoxy that I would not have anything to do with any of the churches. I went into spiritualism first, and found that was much better than orthodoxy, so I followed it for some years, but I felt I could not get very far with it, and in the end I was obsessed. What I saw in visions I put in Science and Health. That book was written through the visions I had. It was not from my own brain. If only would that I had given the truth which my brother wanted me to, he was in the spirit world, but I would not. I did things Albert, brother, said I should not do, and I closed the door for him. During the last of my days I was not myself very much. All through life I was back and forth on the invisible plane. You know I was a psychic and I could have been a very good one, and have done more good to the world through my psychic power than I did. At the last I was too obsessed to be responsible for all I was doing. If I had used my psychic power I could have helped thousands. Now I have to deal with what you saw here tonight. So long as my people are in the mortal body they are all right, but once the body is lost things go round and round. My followers are in just as bad a condition as are those who followed orthodoxy. When they pass out of the body everything they see is mortal mind. Possibly you felt sorry you did not convert the spirit you had here tonight, but while not successful with her, hundreds of others were converted through seeing how foolish it all is, and were helped through your talk. This room was crowded with people, and I hope you will all be liberal enough to never shut the door for the beautiful truth of spirit return. I bless you all and give you my solid support and help, and I hope you will allow me to bring more unfortunate ones sometime. I thank you for keeping the door open for me to come. I am only mortal and I am not of the real infinite either. We all have our ups and downs, here as well as on the other side of life. People think that they change their condition when they die, but they do not. My people are especially fixed because everything with them outside of themselves is mortal mind and their own mind is infinite. Many who were followers of my church have gone into new thought. From new thought they come into a more spiritual understanding. New thought is more liberal. In new thought they branch out and, being liberal, will look into spirit return. They are more liberal in their reading of books. I forbade my people to read anything but science books. That was because of my selfishness. I wanted a church of my own with my people under my thumb. How I do wish I had taught obsession, which I knew was true, but I did not. When I used to go into trances I wrote a great deal, and when I came to myself I would deny what I got. I was obsessed by some spirit who wanted me to do such work and I could not really help myself. If I had written the books as they were given to me, and credited their source, I might have revolutionized the world. I again want to thank you and hope I can come another time. I also want to thank you, Lady, Mrs. M. mentioned in the first experience of this chapter, because your husband helped me in the very beginning. In the spirit world, he was one that helped me to a better understanding, and brought me here where I could get help. I hope you will have all the success you wish. Concentrate your mind on success and have no fear that you will not succeed, and all over the world will spread this wonderful truth of spirit return and obsession. And through your obsession work you will cure many more people than I did. In our work, often when a healing was instantaneous, it was an obsession being relieved. You understand also that all the healers are in the circle of concentration with the power of the whole church to aid them, and that power of concentration is so strong that an obsession cannot live in that atmosphere. Many I cured were obsessed, but they concentrated that they were not sick. How are they helped? I will tell you. The average doctor tells a patient that he has such and such a sickness. He creates a fear in his mind. Let us take a case of gallstones. It is very hard to diagnose such a case correctly. The doctor says the patient has gallstones, sometimes he operates when that should not be done. Sometimes the patient gets well without an operation. That is due to his mind. He concentrates his mind on gallstones, until he can think of nothing else. You understand, you have in your mind a creative power. We have a spark of the infinite within us. In that divine spark God created the world, all in it, and you as a part. Each of us has much of that creative power, and when you set your mind working with that power you create your condition. When you go to one of my practitioners, the first thing that is done is to take your mind off your sickness. You are given absent treatment to get rid of fear. You have the same creative power within yourself. In a case of diphtheria the mind can help, but we cannot kill germs. There are many things we fail in, but we have success with chronic cases. We have more success because so many are obsessed. When you have fear you are negative. I will be with you to teach obsession to the world. Teach the real truth and do not care for people's opinions. If only I could go to my mother church and teach them the truth. Thank you each and every one of you, and sometime I shall come again, that the mind has power to create the condition in which a spirit finds itself after transition is illustrated in the following experience. A former patient of ours, Mrs. Anna R., who had at one time been under our care and had been entirely restored to health, many years later left her home to care for a sister-in-law, Mrs. Jessie R., who was very ill. The latter was a Christian Scientist and denied that spirit obsession had been the cause of the former illness of her sister-in-law, claiming that Christian Science and her own concentration had cured her. She was a masculine type, a very large woman, preferring to assist her husband with his oil station rather than care for her home. After a long illness she died in the arms of Mrs. Anna R., who then remained in the house to care for the widower, and also keep house for him. She occupied the room and bed of her sister-in-law, and not only attended to all household duties but spent much time working in the garden until her strength failed when she became negative and was again disturbed by spirit interference. She acted in a masculine manner and a brother, Mr. Herman M., realizing that some spirit had taken possession of his sister, at first thought the entity was a man. But Mrs. Anna R. began to talk as though she were Mrs. Jessie R., and authoritatively ordered everyone to leave the house. Mr. M. urged his sister to come to us for treatment, but this she refused to do, insisting, under control of the obsessing entity, that Christian Science cured me the last time. Mr. M. then telephoned us regarding the situation and attended a seance in our home, mentally commanding the spirit that was troubling his sister to come with him. We concentrated for the patient, and when Mrs. Wickland became entranced a corroborative conversation with the controlling spirit ensued. Spirit, Mrs. Jessie R. Patient, Mrs. Anna R. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Doctor, can you tell us something about yourself? Touching arm. Spirit, leave me alone. Doctor, we want to enlighten you. SP, I am enlightened enough. They thought they were going to get me but they got left. Intelligent spirits. Doctor, to whom do you refer? SP, those people. I don't want you to hold my arm. You have no right to touch me. Doctor, I have a right to touch the arm of my wife. SP, struggling. I don't want to be held down. Mr. G, be a nice fellow. SP, fellow. I'm not a man, I'm a woman. Can't you see that? Doctor, when I look at you I see my wife. SP, I don't care. There must be something the matter with you. They all think they are smart. Evidently referring to intelligent spirits who had been endeavoring to free patient from influence of this entity, I tell them they can't fool me. I don't want to talk to any of you. Doctor, to whom are you talking? SP, flourishing hand, I'm talking to all of you. This is my house and my home. Doctor, can you tell us your name? SP. I don't think I need to tell you my name, Mr. G. The gentleman on your left is Dr. Wickland. SP. Oh, so that's it. Dramatically, now you can all get out of here. This is my home and I'm going to stay right here. Doctor, just now you are in our home. Do you know me? SP. Yes, I knew you some years ago. When visiting the patient, Mrs. Anna R., who had been restored to health while under our care. But I never believed in you. I was a good Christian scientist. Now all of you get right out of here. This is my home. What right have any of you here? Mr. G. You speak as if you were omnipotent. SP. I am not God, but I am next to him. When you are a true Christian scientist, you come next to God. Doctor, what about the lady whom you have been bothering? SP. She can go to the Dickens. When I get well, I'll show her. That's my home. Doctor, did you buy it? SP. I worked and helped pay for it. Now others are occupying my home, but when I get well, I'll chase them out. Doctor, who is occupying it? SP. My husband is there for one. Doctor, do you want him to leave? SP. I want everybody to get out. Doctor, did you pass out? SP. Oh, no, you'll find out that I'm not dead yet. I scared one woman. Doctor, who was that? SP. She laid down on my bed, but I made her get up. I scared her. Mrs. N. W. Remembering that upon a recent visit to the patient's home, she had lain down to rest upon the bed which had belonged to the former mistress of the house but had been unable to remain there because of an unpleasant influence, I wasn't at all frightened. SP. Just the same, I made you get up. Doctor, what satisfaction do you find in staying around the house? Don't you realize you are a spirit? SP. I don't believe in spirits and never did. Several years ago you talked spirits to me, but I didn't believe you and would not listen to you. This had been the case. Mr. M. Do we know you? SP. I am Jesse R., sister-in-law of patient, Mrs. Anna R. You thought you would chase me out, Herm, but you got left. Mr. M. I think we succeeded in getting you away. You are at Dr. Wickland's home now. SP. All of you tried to chase me out, but you got left. Doctor, no. They didn't, because you are now at our home. SP. I never liked you. You believe in spirits and I don't. Doctor, you believe in the continuation of life, don't you? What are spirits but those who have passed on to a continued existence? SP. Angrily, I tell you I have not passed on. I live in my home and I want everybody chased out. Doctor, Christian scientists die just as other persons do. SP. Not if they are in the understanding. Doctor, Mrs. Eddie died. Where does a Christian scientist expect to go when he loses the physical body? SP. Body. The body is only imagination. Doctor, then why do you object when I touch your arm? SP. Eyed up. I was a big, fat woman and here I am with a little body. I have told you before, I don't like you and I never did. Doctor, why? SP. Because you always talked about spirits. Doctor, yes, we often talked about the subject. You are now proving the fact of spirit return. SP. Addressing patient's brother, Mr. Herman M. Herm, why did you bring me here? Mr. M. I thought you needed a little education. You were not doing the right thing where you were. Doctor, did you come here in an auto? SP. I don't know how I came. Herm made me come with him. Doctor, did you bring anyone else with you? Referring to spirits obsessing the patient. SP. Three of us came. They helped me. They are all good Christian scientists. They don't associate with anybody but their own people because it causes cross currents. I was the leader. Laughing, they all thought I was a man. I did a man's work, so why shouldn't I have the honor of being a man? My husband was sick, but he is well now. Just as soon as Anna came, he braced up. Doctor, because your sister-in-law took proper care of him. SP. What business had they to bring me here? I said I would never go to Wicklands again. Patient had made similar statements the day before, although normally very friendly. Mr. M. I heard last Sunday that the Christian Scientists take the credit for curing Anna some years ago, when the Wicklands straightened her out and got rascal spirits away from her. SP. To Mr. M., I will get you yet. Mr. M. Don't worry about me. You had better try to get understanding, Doctor. This body belongs to Mrs. Wickland. SP. I used to talk to you folks when I came to your house to see Anna, but I had no use for you. If you had become Christian Scientists, I would have been interested in you. Doctor, you are controlling the body of Mrs. Wickland and she is unconscious while you talk through her. You claim you are Jesse R., but when I look at you I see the face of my wife, hence you are a spirit. SP. How could I get in this little body when I am a big, fat woman? Doctor, you are a spirit and spirit does not need a big body. You must realize you are a spirit and understand your situation. When spirits are ignorant of their condition, they often cause much trouble. The spirit of Mrs. Eddie has spoken through this same instrument several times and she has always expressed regret that she failed to include in her teachings the truth of spirit communication, which she knew from her own experience to be a fact. SP. Where is Wesley R., her husband? Doctor, on the ranch, because that is his home. SP. He likes it the much better now than he used to. Why is Mel R. bothering me? Referring to spirit husband of patient, he is here now. He says I have no business to bother his wife. Doctor, ask him whether you are so-called dead. SP. He says, yes, and that everything you have said is true. He bothers me all the time. Doctor, he is not in the physical, we cannot see him. You know that he has passed out. You say he bothers you? SP. Yes. He is here and he says I shall not stay around the house but must keep away and leave my husband and Anna alone. Doctor, does anyone ever talk to you? SP. No, they take no notice of me, and that's what makes me so mad. Listening to some invisible. You tell Anna that I feel sorry for what I have done to her. Her husband, spirit, has opened my eyes. I am also sorry for Doctor, you must acquire understanding. SP. Pray for me. Tell Anna how sorry I am that I have disturbed her. I did not have a proper understanding and I was angry. I had a quick temper. You know that. Doctor, it was wrong to upset Mrs. R. She thought a great deal of you. SP. Penitently, I can see how selfish I have been. My Christian Science belief was only a cloak. Doctor, the higher ideals of Christian Science are excellent, but should include the whole of life. SP. Help Anna. Doctor, are there any more spirits troubling her? SP. Yes, there are, Mr. M. Isn't Mel trying to get them away? SP. He chased me all the time and I didn't like it. Doctor, he wanted you to realize your condition and leave his wife alone. SP. Will you help her, Doctor? Doctor, that is what we are trying to do. SP. I liked my home very much. I was taken very sick and I went to sleep, died, and after a while, when I woke up, things were changed. Anna was taking care of my home and I stood it for a while. Then I wanted my place as I had always had it. I commenced to bother Anna. Poor girl. I wouldn't let her come here. Please help her, and help me, too. Doctor, yes, we will, but you must also help yourself. SP. They, spirits, tell me I have to go, but where, I don't know. Doctor, Mrs. R.'s husband and other spirits will take care of you and teach you how to progress in your new life. Forget the past, you must broaden your mind. Realize there is a spirit world. We are all spirits whether in the body or out of it. My wife allows spirits to control her body in order that we may enlighten them and learn the facts. If the future life were more clearly understood, such conditions as yours would not exist. If you had understood the truth of spirit existence, spirits could have helped you at the time you passed on. But your mind was on the earth plane. Now you have an opportunity to learn and advance. S.P. Clint is here, spirit, a brother of the patient. He says I should come with him. I had him on one side and Mel on the other. You can imagine how I have been bothered. Where shall I go when I leave here? Doctor, these spirit friends will take care of you. S.P. Addressing Mr. M. In audience, will you forgive me? Mr. M. Surely, we know you did not understand. S.P. Tell Anna I will do the best I can to help her when I learn how. I bothered her because I did not like the way things had been changed in the house. Then, all at once, I lost myself. Obsessed patient. Doctor, I never liked you because you believed in spirits, but now I have to thank you for helping me. Doctor, be open-minded, think yourself with your spirit friends and you will be with them. S.P. Goodbye. The following day, a sister of Mrs. R. telephoned that a noticeable change had taken place in the patient and that the latter had that morning said, I want to go to Dr. Whitland for treatment. Upon her arrival, Mrs. R. was extremely exhausted and between static treatments slept for 2 days, but upon the third day awoke clear in mind. Further records of statements made by the founder of Christian Science follow. Experience, December 2, 1919. Spirit, Mary Baker Eddy. Psychic, Mrs. Whitland, I wanted to come again to speak of the work you are doing. What a blessing it is to humanity to help the mortals here on earth and the spirit who has passed on in ignorance, with no knowledge of the life beyond. I closed the door I should have opened wide to give my knowledge to the world. I had the power and gift that God gave me to do work to help humanity, and to teach humanity that there is a life after this. I was a medium and could have helped open the door from the spirit world to earth life, but I closed it because of my selfishness. Also, I like to have something new that was not known before, and to establish a religion of my own. I taught the wrong religion of life, and I denied the truth of spirit return, and tried to give out other things which suited my own fancy, my own self again. I shut the door for myself and for my followers hereafter. If you could only help me to open the door again to tell them that I am trying my very best to open the eyes of my followers. Tell them not to shut the door to the truth. Truth will stand wherever you find it, but do not deny it when you find it. I denied it, and so I suffer. Here are my followers coming to me one by one. Every day there are some coming over to the spirit side of life, and I am trying to tell them of the beautiful spirit world. But they say, no, you are not Mrs. Eddy, because she did not teach that when she was on earth. You are only a false person. And then they go away. You see what I have to deal with, and I cannot progress until I can help all these to open their eyes. We should not deny God's wonderful manifestation of matter. It is real, not imagination. You could not live without matter. You could not have manifestations without matter. I denied the wonderful manifestation of matter and called it only imagination and error. We have only one mind. The mind that God gave to every mortal being. Matter belongs to material things. Still we have matter in the spirit world, but more ethereal. I denied it. What is my spiritual body now? It is in a very crippled condition, because my mind was so closed and I denied the truth. I prayed to God, and I said that God was all in all, and his manifestations beautiful, and said that we should look up to him. Where is God? What is God? I said to my people that God is love, and love is God, but that phrase became only empty talk with my followers. We must realize God and where God is. God is life. God is electricity, because electricity is life. Electricity is only one part of God's wonderful manifestation. Flowers and colors of all kinds are manifestations of his wonders. Go into chemistry, go into the wonderful mystery of life. Go into the microscopical world. These I denied entirely. I denied there was such a thing as disease and denied the existence of germs. When you get into the microscopical world, you will find a world in itself, and a very wonderful one. Now I am talking of what I have learned.